going on, everybody? Welcome to the stream. It is 7:44 p.m. here in Florida. And the topic of conversation this evening is the Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser, which just released. Their website basically got a huge update today. There's a bunch of information on it, some new pricing, highlights, dining, plans, all sorts of things are now available to kind of see on their website, on the Disney World Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser website. As you can tell by the title of this video, and the thumbnail itself, there's a good chance that I probably will never do this. I haven't really been following any of the news. I knew it was going to be like a hotel and experience. You could, you know, get some dinner, all that kind of stuff. Apparently, it's way more than I ever thought it was going to be, both in terms of content and things to do, and price as well. So we'll get into that. I'm going to learn with you guys because I have articles pulled up. I have tabs pulled up for the official website. I'm just curious because I haven't read everything either. I'm, you know, very basic information I know about this. There's a good chance I will never do this, though, just because the fucking pricing is insane. Let's look at the pricing first. Swishfish, give me one sec, man. Let's start this thing off with pricing, okay? Now, look, I'm sure this thing is going to be insane. I'm sure it's going to be mind-blowing for anybody involved. I'm sure it's going to be a one of the most immersive experiences that you can have. But dude, like for a family of four, it's $6,000. That's 2 days. That's 2 nights. Sure, you get access to Disney World, I think, and Galaxy's Edge, but like 2 days. And again, like, I can't imagine. I'm trying to be optimistic here, but I can't imagine how good the experience would have to be for a family of four to stay 2 days at a hotel with Star Wars stuff around them. I mean, it must be amazing. So I'm holding back a lot of like negativity maybe and what the fucks, just because we haven't seen it yet, you know. But good Lord, man, a family of four, you could go on a beautiful like 2 week cruise for that much money. Maybe more than that. Maybe a month cruise for $6,000. Yeah, it's just crazy. Crazy. Initially, when I first saw this screenshot that's on screen right now, I thought it was just $890. Like the middle one says 3 guests per cabin, and I thought it was $889 per night. And I was like, okay, you know, I can understand people paying that much money. There's resorts at Disney World that are that much money. I can understand even a group of friends or family members pooling their money together and getting a cabin or whatever, right? But no, it's per person. And then I realized that it's an experience and that you're paying for the hotel, the experience, the dining. It's literally like paying for a fake cruise. That's what it is. You're on a spaceship that's a cruise ship and it has dining and entertainment and everything like that. So, like, yeah, I mean, if you wanted to, you could go on a real cruise for probably a quarter of that much money for a whole weekend, maybe less than that. I mean, shit, me and my wife have been on cruises where it's like super cheap, you know, you port out of Miami, you go to, you know, a few spots, then you come home, you know, you leave on a Thursday, you come home on a Monday, and it's not even a quarter of that. I don't know, man, it's crazy. Anyway, we'll get into all this. We'll read some information about it. Let's spend an hour or so together, shall we? Swishfish, thank you so much for the super chat and channel support. Swishfish says, wow, you're streaming a lot lately. Great to see. Hey, keep an eye out on Friday. My team is releasing their first full proper devlog. Some good stuff. Nice, man. Yeah, hit me up on Friday. I'd love to read it over if you have any screenshots or anything like that. I'd love to get some eyeballs on them as well. But yeah, that's exciting, man. Congratulations on coming this far. Swish is currently making an MMO, which is super exciting, man. Because I've been feeling the MMO bug for a while. Actually, just recently installed Star Trek Online, Elder Scrolls Online, And I've been debating about reinstalling Knights of the Old Republic, just because I think it'd be fun to play through again, you know. But yeah, please send over whatever you got on Friday, man. I'd love to see it. And congratulations once again. But yeah, I bet you're excited. Yeah, that's huge, man. That's huge, man. But anyway, I appreciate that support. All right, so like I said, I have been a little out of the loop when it comes to all this stuff. We got an information dump about the Star Cruiser and all that. You want to read a little bit with me? Because I haven't really paid much attention to things. All right, let's read a little bit. Want to? Okay. I'm just going to go down and read a little blurbs, if that's all right. I'm not going to read every single thing on this website, but I'm curious what is offered. Highlights, dining, start planning, prepare for launch. Let's open up all the tabs. It says, Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser is a revolutionary new two-night experience where you are the hero. Two-night, let me just pull this one thing up that we need to see again. Two nights, ladies and gentlemen, where you are the hero. You and your group will embark on a first-of-its-kind Star Wars adventure that's your own. It's the most immersive Star Wars story ever created, one where you live a bespoke experience and journey further into Star Wars adventure than you ever dreamed possible. So you arrive at Walt Disney World Resort Terminal, board a launch pod and rendezvous with a magnificent Halcyon Star Cruiser, stay in a cabin or a suite with an exquisite view of space throughout the ship. You'll interact with an eclectic collection of characters, sit down to an exotic galactic cuisine, and perhaps even plot a secret mission together. All right. As the itinerary continues, you'll take the story further and deeper, choose your path, seek out the inner workings on the legendary starship, learn the traditional art of wielding a lightsaber, and even jump on a transport to the planet Batuu, where your mission continues at Star Wars Galaxy's Edge. And again, man, like, there's no question in my mind that if you got the money and you're willing to dump it on this instead of going on, like, a beautiful Norwegian cruise on planet Earth, there's no question in my mind that you'd enjoy yourself, right? I'm sure it's going to be mind-blowing and incredible and so immersive and just... especially for the kids, man. But I just... I don't think I... especially with a fireman's salary, I don't think I'll ever want to or be able to do this. Let's see. Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser is like nothing else you've ever experienced. Part lived immersive theater, part themed environment. Okay, so... okay, I see. Okay, let's break it down here. Part immersive theater, part themed environment, part culinary extravaganza, part real-life role-playing game, and yet so much more. You are the hero of your very own Star Wars adventure, the most immersive Star Wars experience ever created. While your choices... oh, one sec. While your choices determine what happens during your Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser adventure, you'll find something for everyone, including highlights like new and familiar Star Wars characters need your help and will invite you to delve deeper into the story, interact with them, blah, blah, blah. Wield a lightsaber as you face off against a remote training device, explore the bridge and operate the ship's systems and controls. Take an exclusive transport to the planet Batuu, where you'll have an opportunity to engage in unique missions and experience that extend the story of your own adventure. Your story may even lead you to discover the inner workings of the ship in the engineering room. And once again, I'm sure this will be an incredible experience. I just look at the goddamn pricing and I'm like, there's no way. And like, and again, like, if you pay for a real cruise that sets sail, that has rudders, that, you know, pushes water around, you know, planet Earth. You can pop into ports and destinations around wherever you want to go. Okay, out of curiosity, man, I'm going to look this up. What's Viking Cruise? Let's look at, isn't Viking one of the more expensive Viking cruise lines? Out of curiosity, okay. Iceland's natural beauty. Let's go with, okay, that's not even the most expensive. How about this? How about this, sons of bitches? Iceland, British Isles, and Iberia. A 15-day cruise. Do you hear me? You go to 5 countries. A 15-day cruise. You go on 8 tours. Once again, 15-day cruise to 5 countries is $4,300. I know that's not a family, but come on now. Is that not, I mean, like, let's go the cheaper route. 8 days around Iceland, $2,700. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know, man. I can't wait. Trust me, I can't wait to see the footage. I can't wait to see how immersive it is. I can't wait to hear about it. I hope everybody loves it that can afford it and wants to go. And it's not, I don't know, but I just look at, for me, like if I had $6,000 to blow on my family of 4, guess where I'm going? I'm going on a classic Panama Canal passage. No, I'm not. I've already been through the Panama Canal. I'm going on an Adriatic and Mediterranean sojourn, 22 days, $11,000. I'd rather do that. That's just me. Anyway. Paul Witset, thank you so much for the channel support, man. Capitalism run amok, in my opinion, just leaves a bad taste in my mouth. Yeah, I get it from that perspective. I've been trying to break it down in my mind, Paul. Like, so you're getting a hotel, right? So let's say if you stay... Okay, let's look at it this way. I'm not trying to justify it. It's fucking ridiculous. I'm trying to figure out the pricing a little bit to kind of understand it in my brain. So what's the most expensive resort at Disney World? I'm gonna look at the Dolphin. I know that's not the most expensive. I think the one that has like tiki like waterside. Oh, the Dolphin's not that expensive at all. It's $197. Let's see. Disney World Resorts. Walt Disney World Dolphin, Animal Kingdom Lodge. So obviously none of those are going to be even remotely close. There's one that's on the water that I thought was like 800 something bucks. Oh, Polynesian Village Resort. Polynesian is... Okay, let's just go with Polynesian. It's 606 bucks a night. You get access to a pool, which Galactic Star Cruiser does not have. But so Polynesian, your room is on the water. Let's say you stay 2 nights. Let's just, it'd be 1200 bucks. Let's say it's 1300 bucks after taxes and everything. All right. Whatever. 1300 bucks. So boom. And then you get tickets to the park for 2 days. Let's see. For non-Florida residents, Disney World Park Hopper. Let's go with Hopper. Let's just, there we go. Tickets. Let's see how much those are. Park hopper options. Price this thing out. Let's see. I'm just curious how this relates to 2 days at Disney World at the most expensive hotel that they have. And again, this is, I wonder if you get a park hopper with your Galactic Star. Well, then what's the point of staying at the Galactic Star Cruiser, right? If you're going to do that. Florida resident summer fun tickets at only 54 bucks. Wow. Okay, I'm looking at Florida resident tickets. God, they got good deals right now for Florida resident tickets. I tell you what. Standard theme park ticket. $109. So let's just say you have a family of 4. $109 times 4. Boom. $436 plus that $1,300. You're looking at $1,736 right there. That's not including food and dining and all that stuff. So let's just say you're going to spend another $1,000 on all that. Easy to do. Well, maybe not in 2 days. You're not going to spend $1,000 on food. Let's just say you do. Okay, let's just say you splurge. You go to Rainforest Cafe. You add 4 inches on your belt notch. You get fat as hell, and you just drink every slushy drink you can possibly find. You're looking at $2,736. All right? That's less than half of what Star Cruiser is. So, like, yeah, you're paying so much more money for a Star Wars experience I don't know. It has to be incredible. It has to be incredible. I don't know, man. For it to be that much money. I hope people love it, but we'll see. Oscar Rodriguez, thank you so much for the super chat and channel support. I'd only pay if they can make it fly in the sky. I would, yeah, me too, man. If we can actually launch into the atmosphere, I would pay $6,000 for a family of four. Well, that's crazy, man. Yeah, think of exactly, Carter. Like, this is going to be for obviously people who can massively afford it with so much disposable income. But I hope there's not like 18-year-old kids that take like a $10,000 credit limit Visa card and pay this thing. I hope people don't rack up their credit to go to the Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser Hotel. But yeah, Ben said it right. We will see vlogs of it eventually, and then we can judge. That's kind of where I'm coming from, right? I at the moment, it's just crazy. I'm trying to compare it to other experiences that you can have for $6,000. And you can basically have any experience on planet Earth for $6,000. Really, go to any country, go on 15-day cruises. Yeah, it's crazy, man. It's crazy. But I don't know. That's nuts. You want to look at the pricing again? Actually, let's continue reading. I'm curious. What's included? Every Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser vacation package includes a 2-night stay in a well-appointed cabin or suite, meals, excluding alcoholic and specialty beverages, and the opportunity to live your Star Wars story through exclusive experiences, missions, and activities. View a sample itinerary. Okay, here we go. The vacation adventure also includes entry to Star Wars Galaxy's Edge, as well as the rest of Disney's Hollywood Studios for your planetary excursion to Batuu. Valet parking is also included. Cool. So, why would you go to Galaxy? Well, I mean, like, you could pay $100 and get a ticket to Hollywood Studios and go to Galaxy's Edge. If you're going to pay for the experience of staying on that fake starship, the boat, I would stay on the boat. You know what I mean? Like, the more time you waste at Galaxy's Edge, and Galaxy's Edge is fun. I'm not saying that it's not. But the more time you spend at Galaxy's Edge or Hollywood Studios, you're just like ticking off. You're throwing away money that you paid for the experience on the boat. You know what I mean? I don't know. Am I being too negative here? Where was I? Okay, there's the sample itinerary. I don't have this saved on my computer. Let's continue scrolling down a little bit out of curiosity. I haven't read all of this, so I'm just learning along with you guys. For $6,000, you could literally buy 60, is that what it would be? 60 Disney World tickets at $100 each. You could buy 60 Disney, you could have 60 days at Disney World. Dining, the Star Cruiser's famous Crown of Corellia. Dining room is a bright, welcoming hall that offers breakfast and lunch daily before transitioning each evening into an enticing supper club with a lavish multi-course menu of both otherworldly and familiar origins. Y'all got hamburgers? Each evening offers a unique combination of elements that, like live musical entertainment, y'all got chicken wings? Unfolding story, unforgettable cuisine, and other surprises to bring your dinner experience. You got chicken tenders? Learn more about dining on Star Wars Galactica. Okay. Cabins and suites. Enjoy the style and comfort and elegance of your cabin or suite. Cabins and suites feature an amazing view of passing ships, planets, stars, and other breathtaking galactic sights. That's one of the things that has me most curious, man, is like what it will be like to like be in your cabin, you're sleeping, and there's like a window that looks out to outer space. I'm curious how, not real, how it will look, you know what I mean? If there will be a sense of, if it'll feel like you're really, your brain is playing a trick on you, you know what I mean? Like if it'll really feel like kind of you're not planet Earth once you get kind of acclimated to the Star Cruiser. I don't know. Let's scroll up. Journey Trinity Line is a renowned throughout the galaxy for its fleet of comfortable and stylish Star Cruisers, top tier service, delicious. That's what I like about Galaxy's. That's what I think they've done a good job with when it comes to Star Wars and stuff. I saw a lot of people throwing around some like photoshopped map of Lucas World or something like that, right? It'll just be a dumb TV screen. You might be right, but I, you know, it's Disney and their rides and stuff are pretty incredible. I hope it's not just like a Samsung 720p in a wall. What was I saying? Oh yeah, I think that's what they've done a good job with. Like that whole Lucas World or whatever, that's that top-down map. I mean, I get why people like it. You know, it's got Tatooine, it's got all the planets, blah blah. It's huge. It looks like a Six Flags park, right? But Star Wars. I prefer the idea of a Galaxy's Edge, an idea of this Star Cruiser, where it's a living, breathing world. It has a story to it. I wouldn't want it to just be a hodgepodge of like, here's Naboo, here's Tatooine, here's Darth Maul. There's just a bunch of characters. I like the idea, this continuous story, this place that has kind of a story through it. I don't know. It's cool, man. Like they've invented this Starliner company that runs these cruises throughout the galaxy. That's cool. I dig it. I dig that. But. Yeah, let's see. That's it for that thing. What's this? Oh, it's that $6,000 for a family of four. One of my favorite things, man, is if you look at the family of four, and look, every family's different. I get it. But the family of four, why am I dragging all this stuff around? The family of four is three adults, one child. I mean, well, that's not, I mean, family of four. But why does it say three adults, one child? It's my daughter, my wife, me, and Jeff. Me, my wife, and Jeff are just going to be up drinking. Who? Okay. All right. All right. That's funny, man. Yeah, I hope it's great. I really hope the people who kind of are the first to adopt it. And look, they're going to have no problem filling this up, right? They're going to have no problem putting asses in seats for this thing. It's going to, I guarantee it's going to be booked up for super long. So that, I mean, literally they could charge $10,000 for a family of four. People around, there's enough people around the planet that will probably pay it, right? I'm not one of, like, dude, Star Wars, I love Star Wars so much. My entire life, you know, I got my full suit of A New Hope Stormtrooper armor. I live and breathe this shit. But I'm a fan for the most part of the newer stuff. I think most of it's been fun. I'm not a big negative Nancy when it comes to a lot of these things. Try to stay level-headed, but for me, like, I can't ever justify paying that much money for something like this. I don't think there is ever, unless I hit the lottery, I don't think I could ever bring myself to do it, especially when I look at like the price of real cruises, like 15-day cruises around five countries. Like, I mean, I don't know. It was like, what was it? $4,300 for a 15-day cruise to a bunch of cool places in the Mediterranean. Yeah, I mean, to each their own, I suppose, but I don't know. Again, I hope that people that are the first adopters, the first people to hop on this, are satisfied. I really hope they like it, but goddamn, man, I just can't. Let's look at this this itinerary. Let me download this screenshot real quick. I think it's worth checking out. Because I'm learning about this as you guys are as well, so. Which one is it going to be? Star Cruiser. I want to make sure I get the right screenshot here. Transform, fit to screen. Nope, that's not what I wanted to do. Center to screen. Nope, not that either. Stretch to screen. Nope, not stretch to screen either. What am I doing? Fit the screen. Scale. Okay, there we go. Let's get the right screenshot here. Boom, boom. Okay. All right, let's see. So this is an itinerary. Be part of the story, blah, blah, blah. Let's scroll up a little bit. Let's read this together. During your voyage, you won't just meet new and familiar Star Wars characters. You'll interact with them in ways you've only imagined. They will need your help. They'll blah, 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 blah. In addition to in-person interactions, you will also have access to special features in Star Wars datapad. Experience available on your mobile device as part of the Play Disney Park. Cool. Okay, whatever. When you make choices through the voyage, you'll receive new communications and even... You may even be invited to secret... I mean, can you imagine how exciting this would be for a kid, though? Like, running around this Star Wars cruise liner. Going on missions and stuff like that. I want to hear those experiences, right? I want to hear about those experiences. We'll see. Lightsaber training. Whatever. Wield a lightsaber and face off remote training device. What is it going to be, like, laser tag? That'd be kind of fun. Again, I say these things would be fun. The price is just what is sticking in my brain. You know, all this is cool and dandy, man. I'm sure it's going to be incredible, but yeah. Oh, here we go. Let's look at the Sublight Lounge. That's where I'd be hanging out, right? Pay $6,000 to get wasted. Order a drink, sit back, unwind, and watch it all unfold from the comfort of the Sublight Lounge. Looking to wager a few credits? Seidel? Seidel? Is that a... Seidel. Seidel. Definition. I don't think I've ever heard that word. Walk in a furtive, unobstructive, or timid manner, especially sideways or obliquely. I don't think I've ever heard that word. Seidel. Seidel up to... Oh, yeah, I have. Wait, saddle up to... Is how I've always... Is that saddle up, or sidle up? Ooh, I'm learning something new. Is it saddle up or sidle up? And then there's settle up, like you're paying a bill. Sidle is to move sideways, while saddle is to put on a saddle on an animal. Well, yeah, no shit. All right, whatever. It says sidle up, okay. I love learning new words, right? And play a casual hand of hollow sabacc while sipping a refreshing beverage. Yeah, Music Freak, we were just, we did that at the top of the stream. I was looking at, Viking river cruises and stuff like that. Like 15-day cruises for like $4,300. So Princess has a 26-day cruise from Los Angeles to Sydney, Australia for $4,000. Dude, if you're a young kid and you're thinking of spending a lot of your lawn clipping money going to the Star Cruiser, I'm sure it's going to be fun, but I tell you to, well, first wait till you're 21 and then go on a Princess 26-day cruise from LA to Sydney. Do it, do it. Here's a sample itinerary. So let's see. Here's an example of what an itinerary may be like. So you probably won't be able to see all of it here, but day one, you arrive at 1 p.m. and then at 1:15, you get on the Star Cruiser. Orientation is from 1:45 to 2:15. Light refreshments from 3 to 3:30. Sabacc lessons from 3 to 3:30. Muster from 4 to 4:30. Muster is a Navy. Well, we use it in the Navy. I think it's probably all military, but we use it in the Navy. It's basically roll call. Captain's reception, dining featuring live music, Outer Rim regalia, unexpected story moment. For example, you might have to, let me scroll up, prove your mettle to join an elite smuggling ring or hide a stowaway to help the resistance. Bridge training, special atrium entertainment. A lot of this stuff, again, this is a sample, or an example, rather. A lot of, like, 15, 30-minute chunks of time. Everything looks like it's kind of broken up into 30-minute experiences. Like, lightsaber training, droid racing competition, build model ship, Sabacc tournament. That's all within 4 hours of each other. Lightsaber training is from 1 to 1:30. And then droid racing competition is from 2:30 to 2:50. Oh. Come on, Tommy! We gotta get to the build the model ship! Alright, you fucking hurry up and build that model ship. We gotta get to the droid racing competition. I don't care if you weren't done with your model ship! Cocktails at the Sublight Lounge from 5 to 5:30. And again, I don't think this is necessarily like... this isn't set up where you have to do this and this is like standing in line or anything like that. This is a sample itinerary. This is what these people have picked. Yeah. I don't know. Oh, shit. Carter and Salad, thank you so much, guys. I appreciate that, man. Carter says, I hope Max Rebo and the Cantina Band appears. I'm sure there's going to be so many different little Easter eggs on and off during this, during, you know, the experience of going on the Star Cruiser. There's no question in my mind that there will be a Max Rebo camp something in there. And a Figrin Dan and the Modal Nodes something in there. You know what I mean? I'd be surprised if there wasn't a little Easter egg somewhere in there for that kind of stuff, you know. But for the most part, I'd be willing to bet it's pretty much a brand new experience, you know. Yeah. But I appreciate that, Carter. And Von Baco, thank you so much, man. Seidel, walk in a... I just read that exactly. Yeah, new word, man. I've never heard it. Seidel up. I don't think I've ever heard that. And if I have, I've always thought it was saddle up. Saddle up. So I guess that's also a term. Yeah. And then settle up is where, you know, let's settle up. Let's pay our bill. Let's, what do I owe you? You know, I've never heard seidel up. Interesting. I'm going to start using it. But I appreciate the definition there. Seidel, walk in a furtive, unobstructive, or timid manner, especially sideways or obliquely. So walk up to that, seidel up to that Sabacc table. Because, I wonder if, yeah, obviously there's not going to be real gambling on this on this boat, but on the ship. But anyway, man, I appreciate that. I agree, Brandon. That's one of my favorite things about Galaxy's Edge. I'm glad they went with that. It's a living, breathing world. That's what I like about it, Galaxy's Edge. I've seen top-down maps of that somebody made of like Lucas World or something like. I think that's what they called it. Cool idea. I get why people would want that, but for me, like, I like the idea of a story, a living, breathing world. This truck stop in the galaxy that is Batu. That is the Black Spire. And it's this, you know, it's a part of canon universe, and it's, when you go there, you feel like you are, you know, in the world of Star Wars and not just like in a Star Wars Six Flags amusement park. Do you know what I mean? But anyway, but I probably will not, I'll be willing to bet that I go to the grave never experiencing Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser, man. I got a daughter in college to pay for in the future, and I don't think I'm going to blow $6,000 on a family experience on a fireman's salary to go to a Star Wars cruise. I'd rather spend that money going around the world on a real cruise with my family, you know. But yeah, man, more power to you if you got the money to spend on it. But that's just me. That's just me. What do you guys think? So, okay. Oh, give me one sec, guys. Give me one sec. I'm gonna run downstairs and grab the monitor from my wife. Give me one sec. All right, I'm gonna turn the music up. I'll put a little BRB screen on here. How about that? Chat. Boom. Cool. I'll be right back, guys. Had to run and grab the baby monitor. My wife's gonna do the exercise bike now, so I'm in charge of making sure my daughter doesn't get out of bed and run around and wake up. So, All right, where was I? Was I still reading stuff? I read the itinerary. Does it go any further down? Costumes, gala. Dining, we did that. Star Cruiser. Let's see. Learn more about your two-night adventure. We already looked at that. Okay, I read that. All right, I'm going to read a couple articles. I'm curious what other people are saying. I've the only things that I've seen online are on Twitter. People talking about the price. That's basically all I've seen, understandably so. And that's basically what I've been talking about, too. I've been reading the official website. I haven't really looked at what other people are saying. So I'm curious what some of these like news agencies, news websites are saying. If that's cool, I'm just curious. I want to check it out. All right. Let's see. There we go. Cool. All right, let's read this. Okay. Here's a look inside of the... Let's see. The lowest announced pricing tier is $4,800 for two guests. That includes a... That's so fucking crazy, man. That includes a standard cabin, food and drink, except alcohol, which is extra, and an experience that includes activities such as a lightsaber training, bridge crew training. We already know this. There are no prices yet listed for the hotel's upgraded rooms, dubbed the Galaxy Chess Suite. Okay. So, my God. That's going to be double, right? What do you think? Which includes two windows instead of one, looking out into space, and a Grand Captain Suite, three space windows. But one assumes those prices are most impressive. There are other add-ons. Disney also launched. That's so crazy, isn't it? Okay, so what is the wristband and that guests have to wear all the time? Okay, this is funny. Let's read this. Is Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser a hotel? They say it's much more than a hotel, the company insists. What is the wristband that guests have to wear all the time? It helps make the space magic happen and almost certainly doesn't collect a bunch of data on you to be monetized forever. Is there a swimming pool? Nope. Disney made a $6,000 per visit hotel without so much as a hot tub. Can you stay for less than two nights? What are you doing? Brokers? Oh, you cannot. So you can't. Okay. Like, I love the idea of this. I love the immersive, like, idea of this. But once again, man, I like I said at the beginning of this stream, when we were looking at real cruise prices, you know, you can get a 15-day cruise to the Mediterranean to, like, five different countries for $4,300. Apparently, you can get a princess cruise for 26 days from L.A. to Australia for $4,000. Like, two nights? Two nights, man? Two nights? Ah, come on. Like, ah. I'm trying to be... Like, I can't wait for the vloggers and all those folks to, like, you know, to experience it because, for me... I'm probably going to go to my grave without ever checking this thing out. But, yeah, that's me. Let's see, what else can I read? The Verge, is that what this is? The Verge says, Westworld-style immersive experience, complete with real lightsaber props, blah, blah, blah. You're mostly paying for the immersive Star Wars experience, which Disney says will offer an in-universe style adventure complete with role-playing staff who will ask you for help on quests or factions that you'll be able to join during your trip. Guests will even be allowed and even encouraged to dress the part in Star Wars outfits, something that isn't usually permitted at Disney parks for adult guests. There's no way to look at Galactic Star Cruiser as anything but an exorbitantly priced hotel, even by Disney standards. For comparison, a two-night stay during the same dates at the company's Grand Floridian Resort, considered the most expensive and upscale option for staying at the park, along with 2 days worth of tickets at Disney parks for two adults, comes to roughly $2,100 when booking directly through Disney. Less than half the cost. Yeah, I mean, we did all that, the same thing these articles are doing. We looked at real cruises, we looked at prices of the Polynesian Resort and a bunch of other things like that compared to this, and looked at price of tickets. I mean, you can stay at the Polynesian Resort, which is $600 a night, and you stay on the water. It's beautiful. You know, for 4 days, if you want to. Let's say $2,400. You get tickets, $100 a piece. You know, stay a few days. You can have a solid, like, you can have a solid... Dude, you can stay off property for, like, $90. That's what we always do. We stay at, like, off property for $90. Really nice hotels all around Disney World. Because they're so competitive. There's so many of them, and they're really nice. Stay for, like, $90 a night. You can have a really good, like, vacation... relatively speaking, way cheaper than Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser. Yeah, it's crazy, man. Anyway, what do you guys think? I feel like I've been just ignoring the chat and reading all this shit and talking. What do you guys think? Am I kind of feeling the same way you guys are feeling, or... Yeah, I think there is a bar. It's called the Sublight Lounge. I'm sure this will be incredible, immersive, you know, once in a lifetime experience and just like mind blowing. But for me, looking at the price of it and looking at the price of other experiences that you can do around the world, there's no question where I would rather put my money. But yeah. We off property is the way to go. Yeah, Jay the movie maker. We've stayed on property a few times, especially since my daughter was born. We stayed at Art of Animation, which is really cool, at the Little Mermaid hotel. Pretty neat. It's really not that much more expensive than like off property hotels. It's like $150 a night. And you know, if you have a kid, it's worth paying like an extra $50 to have Ursula, a 50-foot Ursula outside in your room decorated like the Little Mermaid. Eh, it's worth it. But yeah. What's up, Jesus? Yeah, you'll have to listen and you'll have to go back. Once again, if you're listening to my voice right now, this entire live stream will be uploaded to the podcast. You might not even know, but I turn most of these live streams into podcasts, and some of the interviews that I've done in the past are now up on the podcast. So just whatever podcast app you use, search for Hello Greedo, and you'll see it. It's called the Lightspeed, Hello Greedo's Lightspeed Lounge. And I went over everything at the beginning of this stream, so if you're curious about my views, if you haven't heard them, if you haven't heard the specifics, if you're not even familiar with what's going on, go back and listen to this. But yeah, man, travel to another country or hang in a hotel room with TV for windows, such a difficult choice. That's a funny way to look at it, Artie. Yep. Grand California Adventure Hotel would be my number one choice, though. That place is right up my alley. I'm trying to think. Did we go to Disney? What is that? Is it called California? Is it called California Adventure? California Adventure Disney. Okay, yeah. So when I've been to Disneyland once. It was for EA Play. And we walked through California Adventure. Didn't do anything. I think we grabbed a beer. Me and Eckert's Ladder and Jay Ingram from EA and not Metal Magic, Ian. A couple other people were there too, I think, with our group. And it seemed really cool. I wish I could have experienced it more. But yeah, Gizus, for sure. Yeah, it sounds cool until you look at the price. Okay, so Gizus is joining us now. All right. It sounds really cool. It sounds really cool, trust me. But, dude, so the cheapest option is $4,800. It's a two-night experience. Two-night experience. It's a hotel. You're basically on, like, a fake cruise line. Your hotel, your room is paid for. Your dining is paid for. There's entertainment. It's a two-day fake cruise, basically, in space. Family of four is $6,000. 2 days. That's just crazy. I don't know, man. That's so much fucking money. It's ridiculous. But yeah, anyway, that's a solid hour of talking about this stuff. I learned a lot during this stream because I hadn't read everything. I hadn't read the itinerary. I hadn't read all about the experience stuff. I can't wait to, you know, hear about, the first people that go on this thing, the guinea pigs of it all. I can't wait to hear what their experience is like. The vloggers, I want to hear about it. I'm probably never going to ever do this, You can get a 15-day cruise for way cheaper than $6,000 for family of four. So I'd rather do that. But, like, I am curious. I want to see the technology that's behind this. I want to see if it's as immersive as I imagine. I hope everybody that does this loves it, especially the kids. Obviously, I want the kids to just have an absolute ball and be enthralled and engrossed in this world of Star Wars. I want them to feel like they're there experiencing, you know, a Star Wars adventure. I want everybody to love it, but, like, we'll see. We shall see. Anyway, all right, guys, thanks for tuning in, man. Once again, this live stream will be up on the podcast. So if you didn't listen to it all, if you want to hear my full views, if you want to hear some details and stuff like that, check it out. Listen to it. And just search for Hello Greedo wherever you listen to podcasts. So that's it. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Let's compare it to a Disney cruise. Disney cruise. So Disney cruise tickets. Let's see. I'm sure they're pretty expensive. I know some people that go on Disney cruises every year. View prices. So, okay. So, 3-night Bahamas cruise from Port Canaveral for 2 guests. Dude, come on. Okay, that's crazy. So, for two guests at Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser, for 2 guests, $4,800. Compared to a 3-night Bahama cruise for 2 guests on a Disney cruise line for $1,500. It's an extra night and you're actually outside and enjoying the sun and the breeze. Here's a 4-night Bahama cruise for 2 guests for $1,900. That's less... That's crazy. That's crazy. Man, go snorkeling. Get that $1,900 cruise for you and somebody else. And go snorkeling, man. It's a big world to see. Anyway, all right, guys. Enjoy the rest of your morning, your evening, your afternoon, wherever you are on planet Earth. Once again, this will be up for a podcast episode. Listen to it if you haven't. Already been here all day. So, all right, guys. Enjoy the rest of your day, and I will catch you all on the flip side. See ya!